We breathe omens to relieve the domes of meek shoguns from the incredible pressure of the dolmens. The rest upon their heads as they're roaming this dreadful Shehoah's souls nestle till they're old and forgetful, left to expire their death breath alone in the depths of retiring homes. Bereft of compassion and humanity, we're clashing with insanity on a daily basis while they're hailing racist. Our passion is in vanity. I'm frail and faceless in an ocean of the palest faces. So few are my brethren and sistren at heaven's assistance. Like legendary mystics, I used to be a nomad as a gypsy, now I'm a sedentary misfit enlisted by Krishna, and I'm so glad of his infinite wisdom to be gifted with this limitless vision. If I could go back and change things, I'd throw in the blackness vain kings, fog on my past as a strangeling, and pour over the atlas like rain in spring. Maybe sing another mantra, one for the lovers of tantra, one for my brothers with cancer or AIDS. We can't just be afraid of the future. I refuse to be paid for looting the lame and polluting their brains. I refuse to be a jaded loser. Fame and beauty are the vain tools of the truth. Truly foolish. I stay true to me when I do this. We write for the future. In spite of our future plights, we take flight with these sutras. We choose to fight like Buddhas, but we strike like cougars or pumas. You see bright lights and life like mudras. We write for the future. In spite of our future plights, we take flight with these sutras. We choose to fight like Buddhas, but we strike like cougars or pumas. You see bright lights and life like mudras. Every piece spoken, a peace token, like weed smoking, a deed quoted. No peace toted, my speech loaded with deep proses. Unique roses growing from a bleak globe. I'm sowing what you seek home, showing it to weak clones. The reed bones flowing in meek tones from deep domes. They gloat in what they speak known. My brother Shiva's peaks glow in the darkness, and he speaks snow that froze all the heartless in the abodes of the darkest, lowest of cold hells, and spark until their souls melted, melded into molten elements. My spokens are unveiling it, umbrelling it, and telling it like elders, majestic like pelicans and elephants, a Celtic ancestors, celestial. I'm part of the six nations, molested and martyred by sick races. The rest of my ancestry is gypsy and French, so when I'm tipsy, I'm sensical. My predictions are essential depictions of glyphs that glisten like an eclipse, blistering your vision. Christening listeners is the mission. Listen to Krishna's message from his messengers. Be attentive to the message he professes, like Christ did in his lessons, a Buddha in his sutras. Don't be fooled by foes that oppose them rudely, or those that told you of gold and jewels. See, I'm heisting his profession with Indraksha Janaga, son of Satya and Atma. Sattva's my prana, I know it's rude and bold, but know to elude the code so your soul can be true and free. You and we can teach this, blooming in these speeches and secrets. You need this unity and uniqueness. You need this unity and uniqueness. We write for the future, in spite of our future plights. We take flight with these sutras. We choose to fight like Buddhas, but we strike like cougars or pumas. You see bright lights and life like mudras. We write for the future, in spite of our future plights. We take flight with these sutras. We choose to fight like Buddhas, but we strike like cougars or pumas. You see bright lights and life like mudras.